have an intro for this many people on the podcast, so sorry.
Not too many cooks. Not that. You're not going
no,
with that.
No. Okay. Look, I can't.
Okay, that's 6 weeks old.
I can't, like, reuse the same intro. That would just be childish.
Okay. It would.
Oh.
I agree.
Okay.
I feel like my intros would fit it, though.
All right, do an intro.
No, I can't, because I already did mine, where I was the Easter Bunny, and you were Santa Claus.
Right.
And you were St. Patrick.
And he was Charles Whitman.
But that's
but I wasn't here before.
I mean,
how was I Charles Whitman?
None of the others are holidays either. They're characters.
He has his own day.
Yeah, but it's St. Patrick's Day is the holiday. St. Patrick is the patron of the holiday.
Well, technically, he's not the patron of the holiday. The holiday whatever. Was named after him.
That's all the same stuff. My name is Andrew. I am the host of this madness. Joining me this week is Travis.
Ice-T, and I am in the passenger seat. Shotgun.
Shotgun's lab. Chris. Chris
ride,
is here.
I ride on the roof.
Nice. Mike is here. First time on this podcast.
Hi.
Is that it? Just hi?
Just hi.
All right. Long Alex is back.
I'm tail gunner with a itchy trigger finger.
That's fair. I'll allow that. And Abby is here.
I'm the backseat driver, and Mike is actually in the trunk.
Well, damn.
I don't know.
So
reasons why he hasn't returned. It's been a while.
That was the reason why he was so quiet and just said hi. It's because I had to shout out from the truck.
We're actually emanating from this car that we're talking about.
If you listen closely, you can hear the wind.
We are emanating from this car, so like we're expanding? Like,
yes.
No, the podcast is expanding.
Oh, okay.
In time.
I see.
Because see...
It's still being
well,
recorded.
Well,
it's certainly
going,
not
yeah.
expanding yeah. in views.
Because Travis is no longer editing it.
Chris, please. No, why? Why do you do this to me? I'm all depressed. Sucks.
It's unfortunate. God damn it.
Welp!
We had this discussion. Didn't you have a flip phone before this? Like, before break?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You totally did.
Didn't you have an Android before this?
Yeah, but then the battery, you might just want to turn it off.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We can't keep...
That was my alarm. I have to go to class.
He's
jettisoning.
All right, well...
Yeah.
And he is launching himself from the car onto the speeding...
onto the guy behind us.
Onto the guy behind us.
All right, let's start the podcast over and just pretend Alex was in it.
All right.
Okay. Or
let's just keep going and
farewell.
Let's just keep going but censor any reference to Alex at all. just put like a censor beep.
So it'll be like Soviet Russia.
Yeah, basically.
Awesome.
Or 1984.
All the news we think you need to
which
know.
Was based off of Soviet Russia.
Among some other things.
Oh, good. He closed it.
The nerve of that guy to come in here and then just leave immediately, honestly.
British people.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't have closed the door.
Well, so he has more manners than you.
So should we actually start over or just say screw it, keep going?
I think we can
we already established that he leapt out of the car onto the highway onto the car behind us that was traveling along the highway.
Wait,
can we take Mike out of the trunk and put him in the gunner seat? Or?
No, he doesn't have an itchy finger.
All right. That's fair.
I think Alex took the gun with him.
Oh.
That I just is made a visual, not fair.
I just made a visual demonstration and then remembered that we don't have a camera, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We don't have one.
Yeah.
Go me.
Vidcast. But,
too late
to
now. We already started.
We'll do it another day when I do my makeup.
Yeah. Do you makeup often? Or?
I do.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
just,
hard to look this good.
Why'd you skip
that's
today,
why I'm on a podcast.
No. Why'd you skip today, then, if you do it often?
Because I just had such a busy day.
Oh,
I did notice that you weren't as beautiful
I know.
As usual.
You're supposed to say I look good no matter how I am. Especially just like when I roll out of bed in the morning. I just look naturally beautiful.
I feel like it's probably not true.
Well, you might be
great.
Naturally beautiful, but even natural resources are refined to be something useful.
Oh! All right, he's caught in rule number four.
You can get wrecked.
That was a good one.
That's
better than any burn you've had.
Pretty much.
You better stop your game.
That's because I mostly just threatened to stab you.
All right, so
we're censoring that out. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Big, long censor beep there.
Oh, man.
What,
kidding, that was beautiful.
What did you guys bring to talk about?
Not Mike.
No.
He's out of this podcast.
Fair, right? Yeah.
Okay, bye.
He's sort of...
Yes, door. Make sure you close on the way out.
He's not being serious. You can stay for as long as you want.
You can even stay here after the podcast is over.
But just leave your equipment.
And then I can wonder computer. Where all my friends went.
So, Andrew, I know you've been itching. Can you please tell us some of your fantastic stories?
Yeah. So, I mentioned this on the last episode, like, 4 weeks ago. Should we mention why we didn't record for 4 weeks, or just...
Yeah, because Chris sucks.
Christmas!
Just forget. Chris sucks, not Christmas.
No, I mean, really, it's more than I suck,
I responded to your damn email.
I feel like, as the host, I should be the one to organize this. But then I was like, I want to take a break from recording the podcast, so that I just didn't organize anything.
Yeah, there we go. It's all Andrew's fault.
Chris sucks.
I take the blame. But, yeah.
I hate that bell.
The bells are back.
The bells
We still have 5 minutes before the bells go off.
Yeah.
Actually, that clock is slow.
They'll probably go off again in another 5 minutes. Wouldn't surprise me.
That clock is slow. According to my watch, we have 1 minute.
Point still stands.
Yeah. Like, what difference does that make?
Four minutes.
So, for most of December, I was down in Louisiana visiting my mother, which she greatly enjoyed. She,
You didn't?
Well, it was okay.
The Xbox wasn't there, let's be real. Yeah.
Dude, the Halo 5 beta was out, and I didn't get to play it until, like,
The Clamber saved my butt so many times in multiplayer. I love the Clamber.
We'll
God
talk about
bless
it in a little
Clamber.
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you, like, eat any crawdads or anything?
No. No crawdons.
How about crawmums?
No. Crawmums either. I don't really like seafood, so that's probably why.
Well, then you were in the wrong state, my friend.
I know, right? It's a real problem.
It's not from the sea. They get them from the bayou. It's totally different.
It's freshwater, is it?
Or brackish.
Could well,
mostly brackish.
It doesn't have salt in it, so...
Okay, but so I got this story during my travels. I got a couple stories, actually. The first was going through security in Houghton. I had a bit of an incident.
Right after I dropped you off?
No, not... I mean, it was going through security, like the actual process of going through security.
How rigid is security in Houghton, or will we find out?
Oh, they're pretty... They have nothing better to do, so yeah, they take their job seriously. Exactly. Just like the people at the Secretary of State here, there is no getting by.
But so... You know, I'm going through, you put all your stuff on the conveyor belt and they take it through the imaging, you know, thing, whatever. Go through the metal detector, no problems. All my stuff is coming back through the metal, or the imager, and, except my backpack. And I'm like, oh god, here we go. So they take my backpack aside, and one of the TSA guys was like, yeah, meet me at the table. I'm like, oh god.
In that voice.
That might be a little bit fabricated for dramatic effect.
Can you please describe what this guy looked like?
He was probably like 6 feet tall, white with a goatee.
I meant like his build. Like, did he look terrifying?
Or is he skinny like you?
I mean, he was probably thicker than me, but I mean, that's not
I
saying
I think that
much.
Describes everybody on
Yeah, right? he wasn't as intimidating as it would make him sound. That's okay. For dramatic effect.
So, I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking like the rocks that get over here.
Rock bottom you through the stable.
That'd be a better story.
Yeah, it would. That'd
so
be fantastic.
Dwayne Johnson pulled you aside.
Yeah, so he pulled me aside. And
literally pulled you aside.
Yeah, no, he was like dragging my head.
Like you were a little four-year-old boy and your daddy pulled you along.
So I go over to this table because they're going to search my backpack. And at this point, I'm thinking... Oh, God, I know exactly what they're looking for. Because as I was packing, I was like...
There's a gun in there.
This is probably going to look really suspicious, but I kind of have to bring this. So he's going through my backpack. I'm just standing there like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Because, like, I've never had people, like, search my bag before. So he's going through it. He's going through, like, the 50 different electronic devices and all the wires and stuff I have in there. Because, you know... I got a lot of electronics. And he pulls out my Snowball microphone. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, should I explain to him what it is? Or, he's just like looking it over in his hand and kind of looking at it like questioningly.
You gotta take a picture so people can know what you're talking about.
I'll just put a link to the Snowball.
Oh, that works too.
And so I go, it's a microphone. And he's like, he keeps like looking at it a little bit. He goes, good enough for me. puts it back in the bag and hands it to me. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Good enough. I never. There's like two people or three people in this world that I do not want to hear from. The first is doctor. I don't want to hear good enough. Two is a TSA. I can't imagine a third, but I bet there is a third.
It's probably not a bomb.
Exactly.
Good enough for me.
But like, as I was packing it, I was like, this is not going to look good. They're going to think there's something in that.
It's a microphone.
Yeah.
It's a microphone.
Close enough.
But yeah, so it wasn't a problem. And then I just, I took my backpack.
I really
want
to know what would have happened if you said, it's a bomb on a stand.
I know, right? It's like, just what would I do?
Like, you'd probably get tackled and like shocked.
Can
and
I like,
dazed and then pepper sprayed.
Would they let me take my computer out and prove to them that it's a recording device?
No, because then you could
claim it's not yours.
That's true.
Claim it's not yours.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they got there.
They'd probably start beating you with a nightstick.
Yeah. Good enough. Oh my god. That's terrifying.
And,
no, claim that you're testing a statistical theory, because statistics say that there will not be two people on the same plane with a bomb. Therefore, you're keeping yourself alive by bringing your own.
Definitely one way to go.
No, I think that would get you killed.
You should say like it's like a mobile Geiger counter or something radioactive.
And you should have picked up and went.
Yeah, so I was like, I felt like I needed to bring it because we had plans to record podcasts
but
like,
Chris
over break, and then we just ended
up
not
available.
Alternatively, I was thinking maybe I'd make a new video for my YouTube channel. Good joke. And neither of those things happened, but, you know, still need to bring my microphone. Going back, like, the airport in Monroe that I flew into, yeah, they didn't care at all, so they just let me go.
It's probably because you as a person don't look suspicious.
It could be.
Like, when I'm in an airport, I'm always the person who is, quote-unquote,
randomly
selected to see if I have bomb residue on my hands.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I think I've only gone through TSA once, and I was literally freaking out so much that the lady had to say, calm down, sir. I think I was freaking her out because I'm like
being really
in those little bins.
Being really nervous about it is like the worst thing you could do.
I always get dirty looks from security officers.
This is like my first time doing
it. Who do you get dirty looks from?
Andrew, right now.
Because we're best friends.
Are we?
I don't know. Are we?
Probably not.
F is for friends who do stuff together.
I forgot rule 4 was directed at Travis, not everyone else.
Rule 6 is everyone else.
Rule 6 is everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What else happened? The rest of the travel is really pretty uneventful. Other than I got through Chicago twice without any delays. So that's good.
That's the definition of uneventful.
Yeah. Like, apparently that's really impressive. Like, my sister was telling me every time she went through Chicago, she got delayed.
No,
like,
it is impressive.
Every single time.
But by definition, it's uneventful.
Yeah. It's now the fourth time I've gone through Chicago by myself without any delays, so.
So you didn't eat any crawdads. Did you eat an alligator?
I did not eat an alligator.
I have had alligator tail before.
Alligator sausage is nice.
I haven't had alligator sausage, but I swear, I'm not. It tastes like chicken. It tastes, the texture was different, but it tasted like chicken.
Most reptiles do.
How many have you tried? I'm curious.
All of them.
Secret.
Every single species of reptile.
Well, you know, during those cold Michigan winter nights, my parents would just throw me out into the wild, and I'd have to fend for myself.
Where are
so
you finding reptiles?
Thank you!
They're cold-blooded.
He dug up their pathetic little graves and ate them.
Under rocks? I
mean, no, he went to the pet stores.
He searched really thoroughly.
I think you'll have to go south a couple states to find any in the wild. Oh,
I can walk.
We have snakes here.
Oh, my gosh. Did I tell you guys about the horrors I subjected my ninth grade English teacher to?
Probably
no,
not.
But this sounds like a fantastic story.
You made them eat snakes?
No, I didn't. So, okay. Ninth grade, one of our first writing assignments was to write a paragraph on how to do something. And my thought was, well, in middle school, I was like a cadet for a science teacher. So I helped feed her snakes. I helped like feed her turtle, keep the, you know, the tarantula's place clean. I fed the tarantulas, all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, well, I did a demonstration in eighth grade about how to feed a pet snake. I'll just write about that. So I wrote.
I like where this is going.
I wrote out, and it was longhand. Like, you know, it wasn't typing up. I was just writing it out, handing it in. And there was, the day we got our papers back, it was actually Hobo Day at school. Which meant that, you know, you dressed like...
Like a Spirit Week type thing?
Yeah, it was a Spirit Week.
Had a hobo day.
It did. It did have a hobo
day. Mine had several, so...
And so I dressed up, you know, in, like, grungy clothes. And I decided... I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but I, like, stuck, like, you know, like, plastic cockroaches, like, in my...
It's terribly offensive, but keep going.
I know it is.
The hobo's gonna be so mad at you right now.
I know
all
it
the
is.
Hobo's listening to this.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it wasn't offensive, but one of the
Wait, hang on. Chris insulting the viewers, man. That's my job.
Right, and one of the things I did was stuck, like, a couple of plastic snakes in my pocket. I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. I just did. And so... You know, I get to my English class, and I'm sitting down, and Mrs. P is at the front of the class with all our papers back, and she's talking about, like, how she was actually really impressed, because we were honors English class, and she's like, how she was really impressed with all of our writing. We all did a really great job, and man, I'm just so glad to have you guys in my class, except for you, Abby.
Wow.
Very direct.
Harsh words.
And she said, I could not read yours. And I'm like, okay, well, I know my handwriting sucks, but do I have to say that my handwriting sucks in front of the entire class? But she didn't stop there. She said, I had to have my husband read this. I am deathly afraid of snakes. And so I'm just kind of sitting in my seat, and I slowly just kind of shove my hand into my pocket to, like, shove this plastic snakes out of sight. And just, like, and I say, I'll never write about snakes again, Mrs. P.
That was the wrong course of action. You should have taken them out of your pocket and thrown them at her.
Next paper that we had to write was a descriptive paragraph. And, like, you know, describe a place. And at that point, I was dead set on being a paleontologist. And so I decided that, and I had, my parents probably let me read the Jurassic Park novels at a slight too young of age, because I decided I would describe a Tyrannosaurus Rex nest based on what I had read and, like, you know, read in the Jurassic Park books and seen in the movies. And it's not a sanitary place. It's full of, like, death and decay and carcasses and whatnot. And so I used that, and I used colorful language to describe it as...
So this was very, very morbid by the time
you
were done.
So you were not a normal child, is what you're saying.
No, I wasn't. And I hand that in, and I get, like, so every time I get a paperback from Mrs. P, it's always kind of got this look on her face as she does so.
That sound.
Wow.
That was pretty descriptive.
And it got to a point where it stopped just being because I liked it. Like, I liked reptiles. I liked dinosaurs. I liked sharks. But it became less about I'm writing about this because I like it and more about I'm writing about this because I get a rise out of my teacher. And, my magnum opus was, for this class, was you had to do a presentation on a visual presentation on a controversial hero. I chose...
Squirrel Girl?
No.
Yes.
Super controversial.
I chose Rodney Fox. He's an Australian who is a great white shark attack survivor who has, you know, become an advocate for protecting great whites.
What's a superpower?
Not being killed by a great white shark.
And
pretty decent power, really, when you think about it.
And I threw all my creative powers into this PowerPoint, including, like, the first slide that I had. It was, like, a picture of, like, a scuba diver. And it was on, like, a big screen in a dark room.
Right.
And, like, the first thing is, like, you know, calm waves and, like, small text show up. And it says, imagine you're out in the middle of the ocean, you're spear fishing, all is calm, and then it automatically cuts to, like, this gaping mouth of
Christ.
and just all this stuff. And I kept, and, like, I made sure to show pictures of Rodney Fox's, like, you know, scars, and just...
Wow.
I was a horrible,
so
horrible child.
I'm pretty sure this falls under harassment.
It did. I wrote her an apology, actually, years later, saying, like, Mrs. B, you know this happened? I apologize for everything except for the snake paragraph, because, like, the snake paragraph was legitimately just me trying to finish the assignment. Everything else was mean, but...
See, I always liked and hobo day in high school because I could just walk in my normal clothes and get points.
The costume days at our high school, we had like a pirate day.
Oh, that was popular in our place too.
And I pride myself on my ability to just make a costume out of whatever the fuck I happen to find lying around.
Oh, good thing we had a little split. Tag. Say whatever
there we want. There we go. That's exactly why I put it on.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm the first one to bring it up this time. You're the first one to drop that bomb.
I'm sorry. No, that was fun.
It's all right.
I know.
All right.
But, so for Pirate Day, I decided, wait, I'm not wearing anything.
Anything? What?
All right, well, I mean, pirates were probably nude at some point, right? I mean,
I'm not wearing anything.
Shower, so.
I'm currently not wearing anything piratey, and the person who tallies everyone who's wearing pirate stuff is in my first class period. So I've got 10 minutes to come up with something. So what I did was I took a piece of tape, a little bit of string, and I popped the lens out of my aviators and made an eye patch.
That's incredible.
It was one of the lenses from a pair of aviators just hanging in front of my eye.
You couldn't
it counted as an eye patch for the purpose of...
You couldn't make the smartass argument and be like, no, I'm a music pirate.
Yeah, right? Digital piracy!
You wouldn't download a pirate.
So I got another story from Louisiana. It's a little bit sensitive, so I don't know. I think it's funny, but I don't know how other people are going to take it.
Did you punch puppies too?
No.
Oh.
It's a story about racism.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, geez.
Oh, here we go.
So the story requires a little bit of little bit of setup here.
Oh, here we go.
All right. It's not me being racist. Okay. If that makes it feel better.
That does really make me feel a little better.
Of all the people, you think really Andrew's going to be any way confrontational with any individual on this planet?
That is true.
I'm confrontational with you quite a bit.
But everything
Well, that's
because
he's
like...
not a person.
Oh, right. All right. So Christmas Eve. My mom has a coworker who invites her and, you know, by proxy me to go to this, service at the church that they go to. And really, I think it's the dude's wife, not really him. And now, I'm not a very religious person, so I was kind of like...
You heathen.
I was super uncomfortable being there.
You know, I'm not that religious either, but if we want to burn him for it... Wow.
Sorry, continue.
And then it ended up actually being okay, because they basically... Less than, like, a religious service, it was more like a Christmas concert. Like, they had, like, a band there, and they were just playing Christmas songs all the time. So I was like, ah, okay, this is okay. But so afterwards, so my mom's coworker, his wife, and his two kids came over, and we had dinner at my mom's house. And we had pizza, which was delicious. The classical Christmas dinner. Pizza.
Oh, that's so racist.
We had pizza rolls for my family. Nice. We did.
But so after dinner... people are just like talking or whatever, and I don't remember how the subject actually came up because I'm forgetful, but at some point we got onto the topic of African-American hair, like people and their habits with their hair, and they were talking about how African-Americans can't like wash their hair every single day because
it's an actual thing.
They said it'll like fall out or something.
I don't know, really, exactly. Just, like their scalp gets really dry.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever. But
don't have all the oils like we do. Like how our hair gets really greasy
and like, gross. Yeah.
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 Doesn't happen.
But so they were talking about this in a very negative way. First of all, because they were like, "Oh, their hair smells so bad because you know they can't wash it every day or whatever." And first of all, I'm like, do you really get close enough to your friends to smell their hair?
You didn't shower today, did you?
Like, I have several
Chris, let's check.
I have several African American friends up here, and like, I've never noticed it, like, ever. So
I've never asked to sniff their head.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Like, I haven't it's asked so bizarre. To sniff anyone's head.
I mean, like, because why? They don't have the oily stuff, wouldn't it be more clean?
It is, but dude, obviously they didn't know about that. So.
Yeah, they probably insane. Didn't.
It was an uneducated viewpoint.
So
very.
So that's like the first part of the racism, right? Like the fact that we even got onto this topic to begin with. The second part, so the kids were a son who I think was a senior in high school, and then they had a daughter who was a freshman in high school. The son says, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here because I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, "That's why I only make friends with the lighter-skinned ones, because their hair smells better."
That's, that's pretty
awful. Are you
awful.
Serious?
That
you're,
is... Oh.
You're a guest in somebody else's house, and this is what you're going to say? Like, oh. It blew my mind.
And what year is it? Seriously?
He said, yeah, he said he was a... Right?
Well, this is Louisiana.
Yeah. Oh, but still, it's still. Like, oh my God. I should have... I sort of just like... Sat there
just
with my
drop kicked him out a window into a trash can.
I sort of just
rolling
sat there
down
with...
the hill.
I just sort of sat there with my head in my hands, like, "Are you serious, dude? Are you going to say that?" I should have just like left, like actually made some kind of statement about it. But
oh no, you would have been lynched.
Like, oh, you don't agree with me? Screw you.
Where do you go in Louisiana anyway? All there is the bayou, and you already said you don't like crawdads.
Oh,
his mom.
Yeah,
remember? Just he went to go visit his mother,
but wasn't
his
he
family,
at,
his
wasn't,
blood.
Wasn't he at the party with his mother though?
Yeah, but it was at my mom's house.
Oh,
you can't really leave the house you're staying.
I mean, unless
he wants to go live in the bayou, which I was gonna, he doesn't want to.
When I said leave, I meant like go upstairs to my room or something. Like, leave,
slam
leave
the door
the group.
Hard.
Yeah, just be like,
have a tantrum.
Like, oh, show your disgust with
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
right. Show your absolute.
Start playing like Jay-Z really loud.
Yeah, disgust.
I can't. Yeah, but I was trying to find like a really aggressive descriptive word. And, like, I just
repulsion?
Just show your absolute repulsion with these people among you.
And what made it even worse is that everybody else started like laughing. I'm like, what? Like, why?
Oh my God.
I'm not...
Including your mother?
She chuckled a little bit.
Oh, was it like was it a sympathy chuckle?
Maybe. Like... She kind of gave me like a sideways glance, like... You know, she wasn't really comfortable with that.
It wasn't like a, "Why ain't you laughing, boy?"
No, I don't think so. And I don't know, maybe I'm misinterpreting.
His mom has a southern accent, by the way, as well.
She's only been there for like a year or 2 years, so probably not. Like, because I don't know, because I wasn't just there for like 3 weeks. So, maybe he meant it as like a joke or something, but it definitely did not come off that way. And I was shocked to my core.
Oh, that's pretty deep for Mach 7 podcast.
I know, right?
Ouch.
Why'd you share that story?
It's insane. I thought it was funny.
Now I feel horrible. Like, I can't even follow that up with any funny stories now.
Follow
up with a funny story, Andrew.
I think it's funny that that guy is such an idiot that you would say that.
There we go.
You know.
Really? Because that just kind of makes me lose hope for things.
I know, right. God, that family was obnoxious, too. It was like the coworker and his wife and my mom were like having conversations, and then like me and the kids were having a conversation, but it was like at the same time, and then the kids started trying to talk over the parents, and it was a whole mess. Being part of a podcast, it hurt me inside to hear people talk over each other so much.
That is something frustrating. That's not something that my family, like my immediate family, usually does.
Yeah.
But like I've been with other people, and like for some people, it's just the way that their family communicates.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
No.
I mean, for that,
oh,
maybe.
Gosh. No, the talking over.
Oh.
I am glad to say I have never been to a holiday gathering where someone has been racist. Oh my gosh, no. But like that, like there was one. I was at a friend's house for a family, like for a holiday, and like. I was astounded by the fact that, like, their family would talk over each other, and the way that you got your thoughts across was you just talked louder.
Right.
And I'm like, is this how you guys operate? And, like, it was okay for them, because clearly people were heard, they were interacting, they were loving each other in this manner, but for me it was just like, I'm going to go hide in the corner,
right.
Okay? Let me know when it quiets down.
Like, that's why I like being part of, like, smaller groups instead of being in big crowds. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's, like, one conversation going on rather than 50. And it just really bothers me. The dude seemed so cool, too, before he said that. He was talking about how he had just bought Battlefront 2, and he was super excited about that. And I'm like, cool, dude.
What, Battlefront 2?
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront.
For the original Xbox?
Yeah.
Hey, man, whatever. I bought a couple old games, too. I just bought Morrowind, so.
I'm not sure if you got it for the original Xbox. You might have got it for PC, too.
Oh, that's true.
It's, yeah, it was awesome. It was on sale.
Yeah.
So, over the at some maybe. Point. Maybe. Yeah. Break.
PC Master Race.
Can I? On a weird topic of, like, gaming and racism.
All right.
Awful segue.
Yeah. I've been on like a couple of Halo forums and like Halo conversations where I've actually seen people arguing and people get mad that Agent Locke is a black character.
Oh my gosh, why?
I don't know. They're like one of the things like people are like, oh, I wouldn't mind it if it wasn't such a publicity stunt. I'm like,
does it really matter? The guy's a badass.
I know.
A publicity stunt would be if every person in the cast was black and they mentioned every three lines how black they were.
Yeah.
Or you mean like the show black?
Have I mentioned that I'm black today? Yeah.
And it was just, oh my gosh, it was so, like, Ed, but what made me happy, what gave me hope, was that these couple people posted this. And then the rest of, like, the Halo fandom that I interacted with came swarming and was like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, no, this is great representation. Locke's awesome. I'm excited about this. Look at all this, like, things that's going to happen, blah, blah. But it was just those, for those few small posts, it was like,
why?
No, please, we're just getting over Gamergate. Do we need to drag this up? Like,
of course we do.
Oh my gosh.
We have to have something to argue about.
We have to have something to make the gaming community seem like complete jerks.
They're on the internet. They have
nothing
better to
do. Well, I mean, it's because a lot of the gaming community is complete jerks. Yeah, right. Just look at Travis.
What?
I had
every
my
few love minutes,
you, Chris.
Huh?
I know.
I had my first Xbox over on the Halo 5 beta. I actually had my first Xbox Live, like, conversation. And, like, the one time I played...
Oh, that's right. You don't do live.
Yeah, so I got the free trial thingies.
Yeah.
And so my first free trial was way back, I don't know when, but, like, I was just doing Halo 4, just for fun, because also I wanted to get some Spartan ops in. And I went online to a multiplayer, and, like, I had my headphones on. I was considering, like, talking with these people, but I've heard so many horror stories and seen, like, so many posts about woman just getting trashed on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Getting dick pics, getting, like harassments, threats, like, you know, basically saying, like, if you do one thing wrong, you're suddenly, like, you know, just, like, all women suck at gaming.
Yeah.
You suck at gaming.
Right.
And like, you know, getting quizzed on, oh, are you a Halo fan? Well, explain this portion of the lore. Like,
they have to prove that
actually... What you do is...
See, I've never heard that part. I just heard, so you're a girl. Well, tell me about your anatomy. That's all I've heard when it comes to that gaming.
Oh, my gosh. There are times where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of this. And it's like, oh, you're just doing that to get guys to like you. Oh, you're really a fan of this. Well, explain to me this, that, and the other thing. Why is this?
You see, what I don't get there is why would somebody go towards geek culture to be popular in gaming?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Like, I know.
To get a lot of attention.
But that's not how it works.
Yeah.
No, if they, you play they, Xbox Live, you understand get, that's they, a lot of, that's how it works. If you are a female voice on there, you get a lot of attention.
Yeah, well, people might, but a lot of it is them giving you shit for it. Like, yeah,
it's like it's not the right kind of attention.
Yeah, that is the way to get attention because you'll be like a total asshat towards them.
Yeah, but the thing is sometimes that's considered like, oh, I'm complimenting your body, I'm showing your attention. You should be grateful because I am deigning to show your ugly self attention. It is really weird. It's kind of the same thing about how catcalling woman on the street is okay and. You know, it's not offensive, and it doesn't make women feel threatened because they should be grateful that we are noticing your anatomy.
I don't think
so. I got Metro over the Christmas break.
Nice segue.
Anyway, I'm sorry. There was a happy ending to that story.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait. Oh,
the first
okay.
conversation I actually had on Xbox Live was Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta, and I just finished up this. This match in which this one guy on the opposite team, his entire team ditched him. But he stuck on, he stayed through until the end of the match, and so yeah, at the end of it, he was kind of going, man, that was really rough. I'm like, oh, well, I can have a conversation with him. So I ended up digging out my headphones, which I never use, and plugging them in, and it got to a point where it was me, some guy from Illinois, this guy who had been ditched by his team, From like UK.
Oh, but your rejects got together.
from the UK and someone from Scotland, and we just had like
Scotland.
So
you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. All right.
This podcast is so offensive.
Scotland part of the UK?
Maybe.
Yeah. No. Well,
yeah, Scotland yes, is. It is. It is. All right.
Well, for now.
Yeah.
Scotland's been trying to get independent.
These people.
So. But they voted it down. Yeah. So they're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
They have been trying to get independent.
Yeah.
So anyways, like, just these four guys... Like, including me, I guess, four people.
You consider yourself a guy, then.
A gender-neutral term.
Okay.
Yeah.
But...
It's 2015, Travis, please.
But, yeah.
I mean, just, like, dude is a
gender-neutral
term. I
normally refer to people
now.
As people, yeah. But I guess we can refer to them as guys.
You never say, like, you guys?
No, I say you people.
Oh.
Okay,
that's almost worse.
You do.
What do you mean, you people? Or y'all?
Yeah.
That's what I use, but it's neither here nor
my roommates were watching Tropic Thunder earlier today. So.
I never seen it.
So it was just these three guys, and I just had a nice conversation. Just like, oh, where are you from? Where are you from? Oh, how's the weather up there? Oh, hey, this map is great. Oh, I suck at this map. Hey, I really like this weapon. Man, Clamber's awesome. Man, have you seen this movie?
See, man again. What is with these gender-neutral terms, man?
What is with these gender-neutral terms, man?
Yeah.
Man is also now a gender-neutral term.
Yeah, that's
we're all men.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're men in tights.
So, yeah, just shout out to those three guys for making my first Xbox Live conversation a fun and welcoming one. So,
I refuse to believe that there was a fun and welcoming conversation on the internet.
You're dreaming.
So, speaking of the question, how's the weather up there? Which...
Wait, what?
She mentioned that.
Yeah, I know.
Which is a question I get pretty often, because of my height. And it's hilarious every time.
How tall are you?
6'9".
Oh, wow.
So,
it's discriminatory.
It is.
He's basically Sasquatch minus the hair and the mask.
I was going to say Spartan, but okay.
Yeah. Also still minus the mask.
He's kind of like a Wendigo.
Man, shout out.
To ourselves?
Yeah. Dude, you don't ever shout yourself out? I do it all the time.
No.
By repeating jokes.
Yeah, iced tea!
Okay, so after the church service that we went to on Christmas Eve, this guy, I don't really know who he was, but he's a guy like in the town that pretty much everybody knew. My mom calls him the mayor, but I don't think he's actually the mayor. So we're like,
I think there's a backstory behind there. I hate to tell you, buddy, but.
Oh my god!
No. Travis!
My turn! My turn!
Boom. Oh gosh, boom. No!
Yes.
Oh!
Wow!
The backstory is
that
just.
That was,
She thinks that, everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him!
But so.
Or knows about him.
We're. Like, the group of us are all, like, standing out in the lobby, and he comes by, and they're, like, talking, like, oh, Merry Christmas, or whatever.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Barb, no! The worst pun ever.
That was pretty horrible.
I don't care. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
So, he looks at me, and we're, like, making introductions or whatever. I'm wearing I have this, like, golf, like, polo shirt that I wear that has a Michigan Tech logo on it. I see him glounce.
I like that word.
He glances down at it, glances back up to me, and he asks, "How's the weather up there?" So, being me, trying to ignore, I don't know where I'm trying to go with this. I say, "Oh, terrible," because I see him look at the Michigan Tech thing, I assume he's talking about up there as in Michigan.
Oh, no.
And, it's terrible here. But if he meant, if he was, making a joke, like, oh, you're so tall, how's the weather up there? And I say terrible, doesn't that just make me look like a depressed person?
Yes.
Like, I'm just super unhappy about everything.
What was his response?
He didn't really make one. He just sort of went and, talked to everyone else.
If they're like, why is that? You're just like, there's winds that take it down to -15 here, so you would walk outside and die because you're weak.
It's true. They had
it's always fun to insult southern people about winter.
There was
gosh.
One of the days the weather was supposed to be like 19 degrees and like sleet or something. And the entire town just like shut down.
Well, that's understandable. That's
like, and then it didn't. And then it didn't happen.
It's understandable.
But the town was still shut down
because
so.
They don't have like the plows or the salt or anything like that. Yeah. So can you imagine the roads staying completely iced over all time?
That
is salt
a good
or
point,
ice.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, salt or snow.
Like
sand.
Dang,
Glounce! Glounce!
Like I think it was Houston, Texas has one snowplow. It's for the airport.
Yeah.
There was in terms of making fun of people who live in the South about snow.
Chris.
Back in 2012.
I like how you pointed at Chris.
Well, Chris was,
as far as making fun of.
Chris was the one who mentioned it.
Actually, I did.
Oh, Mike. Sorry. Mike
was
Chris.
The one who called them.
I was in a conference down in Urbana.
Where is Urbana?
It's
sounds like someone from Mexico.
It's below Missouri?
Is it urban?
It's below Iowa. What's below Iowa? Missouri is Missouri. No.
Yes.
I don't even
sure.
know
yes.
where Iowa is.
Geography.
Yes. It's Missouri is the one below Iowa.
Okay.
I thought it was that everyone in Iowa is miserable.
Okay. It was somewhere below southern Minnesota. We had to drive through Iowa to get there.
Iowa. 56,000 square miles of bland.
I'm just going to put a link like to a picture of the United States and link dump. Because clearly we don't know it.
My degree.
No, I know how the United States is laid out. I can do this.
In my defense, I spent 4 years studying physics. That's enough to shove geography out of my head.
That's fair.
So, anyways, down there, there's some snow because it's over like Christmas break, and there's some snow that's going on, and it's this massive conference, and there are people from, it's an international conference, so there are people from everywhere. And people from, like, the southern states. And they get, like, about an inch. And when I say an inch of snow, I mean it's the inch that piles up around, like, the lampposts and stuff where
yeah.
it melts everywhere else.
Of course.
And so there's this massive announcement at, like, one of the major meetings for the conference. And they're like, you know, everyone stay safe because it's snowy out there. And for those of you down south, up here in the north, we call this snow. And, like, everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. And then I turned to, like, a couple friends of mine who are from Michigan Tech, and I say, from up in the north, we call this the south.
It's true.
And we walk outside, and there are actually people gathered around those light posts with, like, the snow, and they're taking pictures. And, like,
that's awesome.
I know that this must be the first time seeing snow, and this must seem like a lot of snow to them, but, to, like, it just felt so cute to, like, someone up here in the north. So.
They
just,
merely
like,
adopted
taken
the snow.
All of
we
that
were born
snow
in.
And like
embraced it, molded by it.
Snowball right in the face. This is what living up north feels like.
And then after that, grab them by the back of the shirt and shove some down their back.
Oh, that's
and then
fun.
Shove them into like the tiny snowbank and have them hit their head, I guess, on the pole. Never mind, don't do that.
Well,
you're
that,
getting a little aggressive
that,
here. This is
apparently
that
ninth grade all over again.
That simulates them falling down because of the 3 inches of ice that has accumulated on the sidewalk
and the 50 mile an hour winds. Those don't help. Right, good wind noise.
Thank you.
It's exactly what it sounds like, yeah. Southern people.
I'm pretty sure they hear wind once in a while.
Bullshit.
No. Not cold wind.
Oklahoma, where the wind does something across the plains.
The wind goes sweeping down
what?
The plains.
I forgot the rest of the song.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping down the plains.
I hate Oklahoma.
I'm freaking expert on Oklahoma over here.
Oh,
actually, I only know this because on, what was it, my junior year of high school, that was the...
You went to Oklahoma?
No, that was the school musical.
I'm sorry.
Well, Oklahoma? The whole state was a musical?
It... Yes.
All
right. my high school, I was a part of drama for my high school, and my mom's high school actually did, there's a couple of play adaptations of The Hobbit. And
interesting.
Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah, there are. And my mom actually designed the Smaug for her high school when they did it. And when I was in middle school, I heard about this and saw, like, her design for it. And I'm like, that would be so cool to, like, get a part in, like, The Hobbit play. And I knew that the high school I was going to did a lot of, like, plays. And my brain, I began, like, my idealist brain, I began thinking, like, you know what? Well, also not quite idealist because I'm like, okay, I'm a girl. I'm not going to get any parts. There's no way I'm going to get.
You could be Bilbo Baggins.
I like thinking about it now. Yeah, I was short enough that I probably could have pulled off Bilbo Baggins.
Nah, you should have been one of the dwarves.
Yeah, but like my brain was thinking there are no female characters in The Hobbit. There's no way I'm getting a part unless I could somehow convince them that I was a good enough Smaug, and like I could have them. I could have the and you know if they could do like a voice modulator if I spoke into a microphone. So in eighth grade, to prepare for this part that never happened, we never did The Hobbit in high school, I went and I memorized a portion of The Hobbit text.
Perfect.
In order, like, a Smaug's, like, boast about, like, you know, I kill things and I'm great. And so...
I say that frequently.
You do, Chris. Greatest of calamities. And so I ended up just memorizing this whole thing, and I would recite it to myself in the shower while brushing my teeth.
Wow.
To the point where I'm like, I am going to nail this role if it ever gets put out.
If it ever gets put out.
And then, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch went and stole it from me. But
yeah, that jerk. Hate that guy.
Yeah, but I still have that passage memorized, like, to this day.
Way to go. Yeah. Travis, you were freaking out a few seconds ago.
She said conference, and there might be something big happening in my future for conferences.
Really? You want to talk about it?
Not until I figure out more about it, because it just might just be absolutely nothing. So. All
right. He is secretive.
He's going to a furry convention.
What's that?
That's kind of a...
We did talk about it. We talked about this one.
Yeah.
I might have cut that bit out. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you guys hear about the attack on the convention?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what? I just accidentally make an insensitive joke?
Oh,
nah. Ever so slightly.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Did you want to do it intentionally?
Yeah. In the past year, someone actually. Like,
past year, I thought it was like 2 months ago.
Like, well, last 2014.
That's within the past year.
2014. Yeah, it was really recent. And
wait, what happened?
Someone ended up essentially gassing a furry convention, like in order to
gassing.
Like,
yeah.
Like as in
mustard gas.
Like not directly mustard gas, but definitely some very volatile compound, and people had to be like shipped out. And like you know, furries, they dress up in like. Like, you know, you've seen people dress up as mascots. That is heavy gear. Like, it's hard to breathe in that stuff. And now they're breathing in toxic fumes. There were a number of people that had to go to the hospital. I don't think there were any casualties.
I thought you guys were talking about the thing that happened at one of the conventions where somebody, like, drove a van over a bunch of people. That's what I thought you were referring to.
That happened?
Yeah. That was something that Chris brought up.
Yeah.
And podcasts. Like several podcasts.
San Diego Comic-Con, there were a bunch of cosplayers walking across, like, a... crosswalk, and a van pulled up, and he stopped for the cosplayers, and they like went to pose for a picture or something, and he was just like screw it, and like plowed over them.
Oh my gosh!
Nobody died, and the guy was arrested.
Well, good.
But yeah, that happened.
So,
I am sorry. Yeah.
Backing up a couple topics to Louisiana.
Right. Good topic.
Pretty boring topic, actually.
Well,
continue, Mike.
Does it have to do with crawdads?
No, but
Crawdont is not my favorite Pokemon. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Mine is Gardevoir.
I'm a Gardevoir. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Continue.
What? apparently, Abby
is
Gardevoir.
Like losing her mind right before our eyes.
Abby is a Gardevoir.
I like meat. Apparently. I eat a lot of meat.
What?
What does that have to do with anything?
He mentioned that as very.
But what does eating meat have to do with it?
Carnivores eat meat!
Yeah, but Gardevoir is not a carnivore, I don't think. She might be, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'll look up the Pokedex entries.
Are you thinking of the same Pokemon?
The thing is, I don't know Pokemon. I know Pikachu, and that's it.
Okay, Gardevoir is like this thing in this beautiful dress. It's beautiful
it
to look at.
It also has like a red.
Are you saying carnivores aren't beautiful? Velociraptors are gorgeous, I can tell
also,
you that.
Also, Gardevoir can totally be a male, so that's
Gardevoir can be a male.
That was only recent, though.
No, they've been males always be in male.
It was they made Gallade that only males can evolve into.
I was making a horrible pun. I thought there was like a Pokemon named Carnivore.
No,
be a Gardevoir. Terrible
name. That's why I was so confused.
You do not want to be a Gardevoir.
Oh
Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't mind
anything. I'm sorry. Pretty. Continue your Louisiana tale,
the internet
Mike.
Would
I've
be
been...
the worst place for you, though.
Well, why would I need to put up with the internet? I can just psychic link with people.
Would you? Do you really want to psychic link with people?
Well, after not some, you.
With anyone at the stable, really, after the stuff that's come out of our mouths?
I wouldn't
care. I like my brain. I like me.
What?
And that's what's important.
What's your Louisiana tale?
Okay, so...
You're a furry, aren't you?
After sophomore year in high school, over the summer, there was the National Youth Gathering down in for the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, was having its National Youth Gathering in New Orleans. So,
good city.
So not, our church...
This is Mardi Gras.
Not enough crap.
But that's social for you, so...
No, I would never go there during Mardi Gras.
So our church was taking part in that. So I went down to Louisiana. And on every single day that we were down there, it rained.
Yeah, pretty accurate story.
Like, and it wasn't like drizzling; it was downpours. Like it was belching out of the grates on the side of the road. Like you could tell when the waves were coming in because it would just go. On the day when we were going to be doing our service project, I decided, you know what? I'm going to be spending so much time outside doing a service project. I'm just going to wear my swimsuit, seeing as I'm going to be drenched anyway. Was the day it didn't rain.
Of course.
And the thing was, this was like day five of, or like day four or something. So there were 3 days before us of people doing service projects. So by the time we got there, they were running out of stuff for us to do. So we ended up just sitting there on these bleachers next to a softball field in the middle of some neighborhood. And like the...
My favorite neighborhood.
Some neighborhood. Right next to Mr. Rogers. It's a little shadier, though.
And the thing was, the neighborhood kids were so excited that there were all these people here to play with. And, like, there was this one that just ran up to me, and he was like, and he was hanging around by the rest of the group, because, like, hey, people to have fun with. And, like, when we were just sitting there on those bleachers with nothing to do, he just wandered up to me and said, hey, is that a swimsuit?
Okay. Weird question, but
no,
sure.
I am in my underwear.
She's like, is that a swimsuit? Yeah. Let's go swimming. And he grabbed my arm and started to drag me towards the neighborhood pool that was like 100 yards away. And I just looked at one of the
supervisor
people. Yeah, like one of the supervisor people with this look of panic, and she was just like, eh, whatever, just...
You should have just started, like, yelling stranger danger. Help, I'm being kidnapped!
No, she was just like, it'll be
kidnapped.
Fine, just go.
Because a kid was napping him.
And okay. So, like, I was just like, okay, just hold on a second, and I started to, like, take out my phone and stuff to make sure that it wouldn't get all drenched and set it on the bleachers, and then I took off my shirt, and to make sure that I would go with him, he grabbed my shirt and bolted.
Man. Did he actually go to the pool, or did he just steal your shirt?
He charged towards the pool, and like, the youth pastor was walking back towards the rest of the group, because he had stepped on a rusty nail earlier, so he had walked off to
tetanus shot, I hope.
Yeah, to like, make sure...
that he wasn't going to die.
He was checking to make sure that all his shots were up to date, which he wasn't actually served, so he eventually went to a hospital later anyway.
Probably for the best. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
But he was just walking back, and his first image of the group was me chasing after this little kid who had my shirt.
What?
Never trusted you again.
I then spent the next half an hour having chicken fights in this pool with these little kids.
Oh, nice.
So,
man,
what part of New Orleans was that?
Some neighborhood.
Not very descriptive.
A residential section.
Yeah. The first weekend I was down in New Orleans, my mom and I went down to... What am I saying? The first weekend I was down in Louisiana, my mom and I went down to New Orleans. With the whole purpose of that was because we were going to the Saints and Falcons game that was taking place that weekend. But we went
there. I hate that division of football right now.
It sucks so much. I mean, they're...
Yeah, I hate it too.
Panthers lost, so it's fine.
Go sports.
Sackers.
But we went on the...
Another reason you need to get off the cast.
What? I'm sorry, these Lions fans?
Well,
I'm a Seahawks fan, but...
I'm not a fan of Rodgers and his gang. Oh, I mean the Packers. I'm sorry. that's their name, really.
I just want you to know that, though I personally won't do it, there is a decent chance that you might get driven out of town with torches and pitchforks.
For what?
for like, just... bashing the Packers.
Oh, I'll do it all day.
There are enough Lions fans.
Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah. No. I mean, in my town.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, I mean, well, I don't understand how anybody awkward. Can like a team that has Matt Stafford on it, but
because he's so good. Remember that time
that he made a pass?
He scrambled.
No, I don't.
He scrambled on third down, but he slid before the first down marker, so he didn't get it. He's such a good quarterback.
He's quick, too, on his feet.
People keep telling me, the Lions are good because Matt Stafford is good. And it's like, no, Lions are good because Calvin Johnson is amazing.
No, that's not even true anymore. The reason Lions are good is because their defense is awesome.
Yeah,
point is, it has nothing to do with Matt Stafford.
Oh, we're completely aware. We've been aware of that for 6 years, going on seven.
Oh, there are some people, though.
Well, hopefully.
So, we were down in New Orleans for the weekend.
They live in some neighborhood.
We went down to the French Quarter, and I'm impressed that that city has an entire street dedicated to gentlemen's clubs and alcohol.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Bourbon Street.
You didn't expect that.
No, I knew that, but that's just awesome.
I know that when you go to the French Quarter, you just imagine it to be dedicated to white flags. Yeah.
Did you know that they pressure wash the streets every night because of all the vomit?
Yeah, it's pretty gross in there.
I was not aware of that.
It's not a nice place.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it didn't even sound like a place that I would go in the first place, but now it's...
do you not enjoy getting drunk and watching attractive women?
No! The surrounding area around the French Quarter is pretty nice, though.
Yeah.
At one point...
You mean it doesn't smell like vomit?
No, not...
They don't have to pressure wash them?
Not most of it. Heck, I know.
I was about to say pressure wash the furniture, but... You said a bunch of gentlemen's clubs. Let's be real.
Yeah, they have to pressure wash the furniture for something else.
At one point, my mom and I... There's, like, train cars that go throughout the whole city, so you don't have to, like, take cabs and stuff. And,
You can totally film a musical off those back of those. You know, they're all, never mind. I'll keep going.
Because
what is?
I love High School Musical.
No,
bet on
no. Because when they're in the musicals, they hang off the streetcar. It's like this, and they say,
"Whoa!" I'm so sorry. Please continue.
So one of my other mom's coworkers recommended this restaurant to go to.
Was it a racist restaurant?
I don't know. I'll get to it. It was like 10 miles away from our hotel or whatever, and we had our car, like, we didn't drive around the city, we just walked, because we had our car, like, parked some parking garage or whatever. So we had to take, like, the train car out to this, like, suburban area, and it was really sketchy, because it started to get dark as we were walking towards this restaurant, and, you know, it was pretty bad.
And then you were mugged by a crawdad?
I was, you know, I was worried about it. So we finally find this restaurant. And we get in there, and we realize it's an oyster bar. Like, so it's like a seafood restaurant that specializes in oysters and stuff.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
And both of us are like, we really do not like oysters.
But you need that oyster shucking practice.
No, we don't. So we ended up leaving and finding this, like, Mexican restaurant and ate there instead.
That was a great story.
That was a fantastic story. No, it's like, thank you for sharing with us.
It seriously took us like an hour to get there, and then we just decided to not.
That's why you should have practiced shucking oysters.
No, it's just gross, though. Why would I want that?
You could never...
It's like phlegm, dude. Really?
You could never go wrong with... You don't need to eat the oyster after you shuck it.
That's wasting food. You know there's people in Asia
you
who are starving?
You can shuck it for people in Asia.
Wait, so you're saying that
you
the solution
to... shuck you want.
You're saying that the solution to people starving in Asia is to gorge ourselves in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least we're not.
Do you have a better idea?
Food.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. There, is in terms of food, like icking people out. I am full of weird words today.
Glounce
and segues.
Glounce, yeah. My brothers and my parents and I, we love shrimp. Like, we love shrimp. Shrimp is really good. My two sister-in-laws cannot stand shrimp. They do not like shrimp.
Well, just kick them out of the family.
No, that just means more shrimp for us at family gatherings. Come on. And so my dad really likes to tease them about it. And, like, every time, like, you know... Well, he hasn't done it recently, but he used to kind of, every time we had, like, you know, shrimp as an option for dinner, and he would always kind of glance at, like, you know, my two sister-in-laws and kind of do this weird thing with his hands where he'd, like, stick his hands up against, like, his chest and pretend that he was, like, a, you know, a flailing shrimp or something.
That's not weird at all.
No.
I do that on a regular basis.
It's not. So my dad would tease them about this, and it got to one point where years later, my dad and I were talking about food. And he ended up saying, like, yeah, so I went to, like, you know, the sushi thing, and the sushi was really good, except they wanted me to try eel. And just, I am like...
Unagi?
Like, yeah, and so unagi. I'm just like, oh, why, you know, did you try it? Because I've had eel before, and it's really good. And he's like, yeah, I just the thought of it, though, just kind of icked, like, it just didn't, the thought of it kind of made me feel weird about eating that. So I looked at him, and I did the shrimp motion. And I think that's when he stopped doing the shrimp motion to my to our sister-in-law.
Speaking of eels, like, I discovered a couple days ago that, like, there's, like, this website, it's, like, beingslappedbyaneel.com.
Okay.
Or whatever. And all it is, it's this picture of this dude, and as you move your cursor to the right, a hand holding an eel comes across, and in motion with your cursor, slaps him across the face with this eel, and it goes backwards if you move your cursor to the left.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, directions are hard, okay? Don't judge me.
Wait a minute. You're right.
Yeah, I tried to tell you, but you kept talking over me.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're just telling your story. Stop.
I mean, I can make an L with my right hand, too. So.
You know what that means? Double loser.
Well, it was pointed at you, so, I mean.
No, that was a gun, and it was clearly pointed at me.
Yeah, well, let's not be offensive or anything.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Put the money in the bag.
I mean, that's
just mugging.
This is
a podcast.
Mugging.
You threatened to knife someone or nothing.
Yeah.
Put the money in the bag.
Got to be real.
So, Andrew was terribly offensive to me over winter break, and I had to prove him wrong.
Oh. I'm glad that he was terribly offensive towards you.
So, I had a conundrum because my significant other was going to get me a video game of my choice when we were at Target for Christmas. And I was looking, I was like, do I get Dragon Age Inquisition? Because that's all that Andrew's been talking about. But this Metro game, that looks pretty cool. I've heard a lot about it. And so I texted Andrew. I was like, hey, should I get Dragon Age Inquisition or should I get Metro? He's like, well, since you're a pansy and you're scared of Dead Space, you shouldn't get Metro, so just go get Dragon Age Inquisition. So naturally, I go and pick both.
That's the only real choice.
She bought one, I bought one. And
which
so
one did she buy?
She bought Dragon Age because it was more expensive.
Oh, wow.
I'm a gentleman.
Good job.
And so, you know, I got home on Saturday. And so Sunday, over Saturday night, I had my computer my Xbox download Metro. And so Sunday night is, like, the first time I have a chance because I had orientation I was leading here. So I could play the game in the evening. And just once again, for context, I live in the middle of the woods by myself in this really old house. Well, it's not really old, but it's just really dark and lonely.
Well, you got Coda.
I got Coda, but he snores. And that's the only comfort I get from him. So I am playing this terrifying game with surround sound in the dark in the middle of the woods by myself. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the nightmares, Andrew. You could have just said Dragon Age Inquisition.
Told you it was scarier than Dead Space.
You did not have to say anything about it. You didn't have to challenge me.
It wasn't a challenge.
It was a fantastic game.
I was trying to inform you.
No,
so
you were
be
invoking
more
me to play
educated
it.
About your decision.
But you called him a pansy.
I did not actually call him pansy. That was exaggerated.
I would never exaggerate.
No, never?
Never. But so, it's a great game, but oh my gosh, don't play it at night by yourself.
In the middle of the woods?
Yeah.
With only a snoring dog?
Have you gone through 2033 yet?
Oh, I've gone through both.
Okay. So
I'm blazed.
In 2033, how did you feel about the library?
Oh my gosh, that was so hard. And then I went
and
looked online afterward.
It's horrifying.
Oh yeah, as you're creeping around them.
The librarians are the single scariest monster I've ever encountered.
This game is probably one of the best games when it comes to immersion to the setting. Like, it's so good about you are just in terror the whole time because everything's attacking you. Like, sure, in Half-Life, everything's attacking you. Like, everything wants to kill Gordon Freeman. But in this game, it's so good. Like, just the sound of everything around you. Like, you hear doors creaking and everything. It's so good at you just scared to go around every little corner. Plus, you just never have enough ammo.
Yeah.
So,
and it also helps that, at least when you're on the surface, the environment is trying to kill you,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So,
you have to be constantly scrounging around for air filters for your mask. Otherwise, if you run out, you suffocate and die.
Yeah.
That is what happens when you run out of air.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, no, because it's like nuclear winter.
It's post-apocalyptic nuclear winter.
Yeah. Radiation crap.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, if it's all irradiated, then the gas mask isn't...
It's 60 years after the... Well... 30 years after the bombing happened. And so, like, the whole surface, and this takes place in Russia, the whole surface is just, like, cars just rotting everywhere, and there's just, it's just junk. It's literally what you'd think if you were thinking of, like, post-apocalyptic.
It's like all the people who survived are the people who happened to be in the metro tunnels at the time.
And then everybody who isn't and everything else that wasn't up there were either destroyed or they've turned into mutants over time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's terrifying.
So, I'm curious about these librarian thingies.
So, you know, like...
Brutes. Think of brutes.
Yeah,
but scarier.
But on top of that, you know, like, Weeping Angels from... Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Weeping Angel is.
It's similar to that, where as long as you're making direct eye contact with them, then they won't attack you. They'll still move, unlike the Weeping Angels, but they won't attack you as long as you don't turn your back on them.
What happens if you have them coming at you from multiple directions?
I don't think you ever have two at a time. I think there's only ever one. There might have been one instance where there was two, but
I'll tell you all about it afterwards because I had to look it up later on. I had looked up all this information on it, and let me fill you in real quick. I'm having an important text message-ish. So keep going.
Man,
keep talking.
Travis, the guy who never uses his phone on the podcast.
This is to my parents about graduation. They're making me panic.
They can wait. We're almost done with the podcast anyway.
True.
What else? Yeah, so as long as you're looking at them, you're fine. But they will, like, literally come right up into your face.
See, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I just wasted all of my ammo, including, like, the military rounds and all, like, everything, just wasting these guys at one after another because they chase you everywhere. Yeah. I'm playing hardcore mode. And so,
why would you do that?
because the military rounds are also
players.
Your money.
What?
The military rounds are also your money.
Yeah.
So he is burning his money to kill these things.
But why would you play on hardcore mode if you're...
Because Andrew called him a pansy.
Apparently I challenged him.
I've never died so many times in the game. Literally died so many times.
Is that because you usually play on easy mode?
No, this game is hard.
No, that's me.
It's a hard game. But it's so good. And you're right. I did not learn anything about, like, I did not know if you stared at them. It's like, it's actually pretty cool because it's actually close to real primatology type stuff where if you just stare at them, they're going to come up to you. They might challenge you, but if you just keep staring them and don't crouch or anything like that, they'll walk away. I never knew that.
No, really? They won't walk away, though. They'll just, like, stay in your face and follow you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, but I actually didn't know that. I thought that making eye contact, especially with probably using the wrong term, but like the alpha gorilla in a group, that's calling for.
It is. But I mean, they're using that type of science in it, which is pretty cool. It's all based off a book, and it's a really good science fiction book, I guess. I really want to hear it now.
Which book?
Metro 2033.
Okay.
It's supposedly really good.
Yeah. That's what I heard too.
But then there's those demons.
Yeah.
Those demons.
Those demons.
Those were hard. I thought I could kill one.
Good luck.
Yeah. You can't. They're gargoyles, basically. Literally.
And they fly around and just torment you the entire time you're on the surface.
It's such a scary game.
The thing is I cannot handle scary games.
I can't either.
I can't play them.
I told you not to play it. It was so good.
And I can't handle horror. I don't like horror. But at the same time, I'm fascinated by the creatures that people create from horror films and horror games.
Yeah, I love horror creatures and stuff. Yeah. I love that, meat moss. Like, you know in Amnesia, that's, the meat that kind of just shows up on the walls over time?
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I hear it's pretty delicious and nutritious.
It nearly killed me just by standing on it.
Well, yes, that's why you don't stand on it. That's why you run on it.
That's why you eat it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so if nobody has anything else, we should...
We'll talk about the beta next week.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. I got a story in.
Nice job. Let's see. What have we got? Check out our website. We have a Twitter. We're on iTunes now if you're listening to this on YouTube.
We need to listen
to the podcast,
I'm
Abby.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
You had 3 weeks of nothing to do.
We need to write on the chalkboard.
No.
What episode number is this?
25.
All right, M725.
Okay.
So stick tuned next week for a new episode, and we will not talk to the viewers because we don't do that.
Because
I was going to say talk to you later, but we don't.
I mean, if they left comments, we might.
Yeah, that's true. Leave comments.
That is something that I want to talk about, but we'll talk about it next time.
All right. Sounds good. That's like the cliffhanger for the episode.
Dun, dun,
I'm not
going to
remember, so please remind me.
Comments.
What about
him? I'll remind you.
No, you won't. Okay, just say it right now.
You might as well just say it right now.
I don't care.
So, I'm sure you guys are aware, because this happened like September, but PewDiePie, who holds the most subscribers... disabled all his comments.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys feel about that?
I don't know, because I really don't watch a whole lot of
I don't watch PewDiePie either. I can't stand him.
Just, the concept of disabling comments in general.
He calls everybody bros. I couldn't stand it. That's the only video I watched of him explaining why he did it.
I don't know much about his content. I can understand...
Are you familiar with Markiplier?
Yeah.
It's like Markiplier, but PewDiePie is awful.
I mean, obviously, you'd want feedback, so you'd want to be better.
But he's everybody's self-advertising, and they're just putting everybody down. And I think, underlines self-advertising. So.
It's more of a big deal if you're, if your YouTube channel is more focused on, politics or philosophy, because turning off your comments is being I don't even want to talk about or debate the subject that I'm talking about.
Or it can just be self-defense, because I know on sometimes on controversial topics, if someone leaves the comments thread open, it's not beneficial discussion. I've gone on a couple of those.
Flame wars are fun.
Flame wars, but also threats are delivered to the creator of the video, and
if you're putting yourself out on the internet and
making $4 million a year for it,
you're broadcasting a controversial opinion, you have to realize that there are going to be trolls and assholes.
Yes, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that you are obligated to have your feed and your life consistently spread with people telling you to go kill yourself.
You're not obligated.
He's a less player,
so
he's not a philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, it's PewDiePie is different than the things I'm talking about. But yes.
That's one of the guys.
Although, if he sucks as much as you seem to think he sucks, then maybe he does.
He doesn't like his viewers. He's used it for $4 million a year.
I don't know. I've never looked at the comments. I think it really depends on what the comments page are being used for, and is it applicable to what is going on in the video. And so I really don't know.
I think if you look at anybody's views, it was like over a million subscribers. It's pretty much the same on everybody's page.
Yeah, it's pretty much not good.
Yeah.
YouTube is not a great place to have any kind of...
4chan creeps into that a little bit.
Intelligent discussion.
There was one place that I actually saw that the comments off was actually very effective, and that was, are you guys familiar with the web series Marble Hornets?
No.
Okay, it was...
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
I don't watch it. I know of it.
Yeah, it was when the
Slenderman.
Yeah, it's when the Slenderman thing was just kicking off. It was one of the first kind of found footage style things.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good show. They finally finished it this last year. But the comments on those are disabled, aside from like one or two that I think they missed. But it kind of adds to like more, because the inability to interact and like read the comments below to be like, oh, this is a scary part, I'm going to scroll down and read the comments to avoid, you know, getting the jump scares. I say I don't like horror, but I did like Marble Hornets. And so not having comments to scroll down to you know, avoid the tension makes the experience that much more intense, I guess.
That much more better.
That much more better, yes.
There we go. Yeah. Nailed it.
So, we'll stick to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen it used effectively in one way and just completely removing the comments. So
stick tuned for next week.
Nope.
We'll have a new episode. Kaboom.
Right?
Kaboom. That's what you've got.
Do you have a better outro?
No.
Good.